DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Mark Russman in Bonn. The UN, US, and France have all called on Hezbollah to withdraw its fighters from war-torn Syria. Hezbollah, which is estimated to have some 4,000 fighters in the country, spearheaded an assault that cut off rebels in the key border town of Qusair on Wednesday. And fighting there has since intensified. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Wednesday that Russia and the United States have asked him to convene an international conference on the Syrian conflict as soon as possible, but there is still no agreement on a date or who will participate. Meanwhile, Syria's foreign minister announced that Bashar al-Assad will remain president at least until elections in 2014. Syria's opposition National Coalition said it welcomed the U.S.-Russian plan for a peace conference, but would only take part if the international community commits to ensuring President Assad's departure. Western nations had hoped to hold the conference in Geneva during the week of June 10th. NASDAQ on Wednesday agreed to pay $10 million to settle civil charges stemming from mistakes made during Facebook's initial public offering last year. That is the largest penalty ever levied against a stock exchange. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission said NASDAQ's ill-fated decisions on the day of the IPO led to a series of regulatory violations. More than 30,000 Facebook orders remained stuck in NASDAQ's system for more than 2 hours when they should have been either executed or canceled. Market makers lost an estimated $500 million. The exchange operator agreed to settle the charges without admitting or denying the allegations. The OECD has again cut its growth forecast for the Eurozone and called on the European Central Bank to consider doing more to boost growth. The organization says the Eurozone will shrink by 0.6% this year, widening the gap between it and faster-growing economies such as the U.S. and Japan. Meanwhile, the European Commission has given France 2 more years to complete its austerity program. France fell back into recession in the first 3 months of the year. Spain, Poland, Portugal, the Netherlands, and Slovenia have also been given more time to complete fiscal tightening. In its twice-yearly economic outlook, the OECD said prolonged economic weakness in Europe could damage the global economy. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Paris Thursday for talks with President François Hollande. The talks are aimed at coming up with new ideas to strengthen management of the 17-country Eurozone and boost European industry. At the talks in Paris, the two will also receive recommendations from a group of French and German industrialists on fostering European industrial champions able to compete for global trade with U.S. and Asian rivals. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Germany has agreed to pay an extra 800 million euros to help care for Jewish survivors of the Nazi Holocaust. It is thought about 56,000 people worldwide will benefit, one-third of them in Israel. The aim is to help ensure elderly Holocaust survivors can live their final years in dignity. Germany has also agreed to widen the scope of those eligible to include people who lived in open ghettos. The Jewish Claims Conference, which represents Jews caught up in the Holocaust and their descendants, welcomed the announcement. Hurricane Barbara made landfall in Mexico's southern Pacific coast Wednesday, leaving at least 2 people dead, including a 61-year-old U.S. surfer who drowned under the waves. The storm, packing winds of up to 120 kilometers per hour, hit land in the state of Chiapas, a rural region with archaeological sites near the neighboring state of Oaxaca. Officials said some 200 families were taken to shelters. Barbara was forecast to dump as much as 50 centimeters of rain over parts of the states of Oaxaca and Chiapas. In Wednesday evening soccer action, turning to sports now, Lucas Podolski scored after only 10 seconds to help Germany to a 4-2 victory over Ecuador in a soccer friendly, making history as the fastest goal scored in an international match. Podolski and Lars Bender scored 2 goals each inside the opening 24 minutes as Germany quickly overwhelmed Ecuador's defense in the game played at Boca Raton, Florida. Germany completes its 2-game American visit on Sunday in Washington, D.C. against the U.S. team, coached by Jürgen Klinsmann. Mark Russman, Deutsche Welle News.